Well, we have Thomas, who will be sharing today on the topic of his choice. Take it away.
Thanks, Lani. My name's Thomas. I'm an alcoholic, controller fixer, chaos creator, lust addict. And my topic is a sentence from the big book, the chapter We Agnostics. To be doomed to an alcoholic death or to live on a spiritual basis are not always easy alternatives to face. To be doomed to death, I mean, how I read that for me is to be doomed to death or live on a spiritual basis. Are those my two alternatives? are they easy for me to face? Every time I've gone through step one, and also actually I was inspired to share just because, yeah, just my experience recently, and I've been participating a little bit as I don't have time to work through the steps right now because of everything else that's going on, but I've kind of been participating as an observer in a workshop group that's going on. And this jumped out at me. I was never, I'll be really honest, I was never convinced that I was literally doomed to an alcoholic death. I haven't done the steps on my drinking specifically in BBA, only from the Al-Anon perspective. So I haven't fully looked into that. But for me, there's a kind of death that starts to happen when I stop using the spiritual tools of the program. And when I stop reaching for them, when I get out of sorts in some way. And that can manifest physically, emotionally. I can feel it spiritually, a lack of connection. Mostly it manifests when my disease shows up and rears its head. It manifests itself in my relationships, my closest relationships, strongest and first, but also my work relationships. And it starts happening without me being aware of it. It's usually only after I get into a really difficult situation where I'm stressed out, tired, probably in self-pity, resentment, and wanting to be right and isolating. That means for me, not keeping regular social contacts up, which I have to make an effort to do because I'm self-employed, so I don't go into a workplace and automatically have social contacts. I don't attend weekly in-person meetings at the moment, though I do have a regular Al-Anon meeting that I'm attending almost weekly. So I have to make an effort to stop being isolated. And as I was saying, I can get depressed quite quickly, and for some reason, when it shows up, I don't immediately want to do anything about it. That I still attach some value to whatever it is. It's a manifestation of self. It's a form of self-pity. It's fear. What it really is, the root cause is a disconnection from my higher power. It's the lack of conscious contact, which is talked about in step 11. And conscious contact with God, we have specific instructions in step 11, but in my experience, it's almost inseparable from conscious contact with other people. here on earth as well, right? In our lives. If I'm not connecting with people, I'm also not connecting with the higher power and vice versa. That's how it works for me. I don't know if it makes sense to any of you. And I've started to see this really as a form of spiritual death. I mean, I have in my step work in the past, I've worked the steps in other programs in different ways. And it became clear to me, it was always a question, you know, how do I define death the way the big book talks about it? I mean, I've been on the verge of suicide in my addiction many years ago. It took me doing a thorough step one and actually writing that out to realize how serious that was. I've been what's professionally called parasuicidal, where I engage in risky behavior without much, you know, just thinking, oh, it'll be all right. And I realized in step work, but also in therapy, that there's something going on there. There's something dark going on there, right? It's not just me being careless. I have been careless for a reason. And that's scary. It's scary to realize that. So I have the feeling and the experience that I really need protecting from my disease. And the book reassures us again and again that that's what God offers. Safe and protected. That's, you know, from all the different traumatic or close to traumatic experiences we've been through with ourselves and others through our addictions. My higher power and this program is a safe haven where I can follow simple rules or suggestions, and I can come back to the harbor, to that safe haven. So I've shared this recently in this meeting anyway, but especially since becoming a father and other stuff going on, I've not been very consistent. I really haven't been consistent in my daily practice of step 10 and step 11. And just keeping those three sides of the triangle in alignment and strong, which includes for me, you know, attending fellowship regularly. But the amazing thing about my higher power, and I think this is only possible because I've done the steps, something happened. When I did the steps properly, I think properly is a bad word to use because, yeah, I don't want to be in the business of asking myself, am I doing it properly, right? When I did the steps with a sponsor, sitting across a table, going through the suggestions in this book, something happened. And I'm so grateful for it. And it doesn't happen the same way to everyone, where for a moment, I knew that there was a God that wanted good things for me. And that was what God was. Didn't want to hold me to account, punish me, didn't want me to be miserable, didn't want me to have regrets, but instead wanted me to have good things and to delight in life as it delights in me. And they may be material good things, they may not be. They may be coming in this life or this incarnation or this moment or not, but good things are what are intended for me. And they may not be things, or they, in fact, not even they may not be, they are not, I'm in my experience, they really aren't things that I would imagine for myself, because my higher power's idea of what's good for me and what I need and what's going to be great is much bigger than mine. It's not limited to my own conception. So because of my lack of consistency, and I don't say that in a, given everything I've just said, I think that's the gift. There's no moralizing. I don't moralize, or I try not to, with myself anymore, right? It's a simple, it's almost an equation, right? If I follow suggestions every day, and I don't have to do all of them every day, but if I follow some suggestions every day, if I take the steps and work through making my amends, even if I'm not finished yet, I keep going back and trying and making progress. In my experience, it's easy. Like today, okay, I think it's easier to talk about a fixed example. Today, this morning, I was in a really bad state. I'm nervous about an exam I have next week. Physically, I'm not 100%. I'm tired because I had a sleepless night the other night. And I'm stressed about some other things that are calling, that my mind's trying to call for attention on. And because I'm stressed, you know, I think, well, I don't really have time for prayer and meditation. I'll say a quick prayer. And God doesn't mind. He's not keeping a ledger. But I said a prayer, which was the third step prayer. I got some work done, and then I got stuck in my negative thinking, which some of which I described earlier. And so I took a little break, and I read my two Al-Anon daily readers. And of course, particularly the Courage to Change reading today spoke to me very strongly today. And it was on meditation. And so I read that. I knelt and prayed. I used the step 11 prayer before for God to direct my thinking, let it be free from self-pity and self-seeking motives and dishonest motives. And then I just timed a 5-minute meditation. I know that my meditation muscle is not very fit. So 5 minutes is enough. 10 minutes is too ambitious. 5 minutes is enough. And I just was open to, I just prayed to be open to God's direction for how to deal with the day. And once I open myself, just focus on, okay, there is a better way, and God knows it. God knows what to do. Then I was able to relax a bit. I didn't, you know, I wouldn't rate my meditation 10 out of 10 in terms of stillness, transcendence, emptying my mind. But I took some time to try to open and clear my mind to the higher power and its suggestion. Then I prayed afterwards. And it really worked like magic. So that really shows me that those are my two alternatives. I can die a spiritual or a physical death, and the spiritual death will lead to a physical death, because when I get depressed, I do start to get suicidal thoughts. And luckily, so far, they haven't gone all the way. So those are my alternatives. Death in some form, or to live on a spiritual basis. And the book tells us how to live on a spiritual basis. And for me, that is seeking connection with the higher power, seeking connection with others. And the steps are basically instructions on how to do that. Those two things, that's what they are. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you.